Podcast Network Asia.
Welcome back to Anything Goes with
the Bunnies.
And we have got a special episode today, sweetheart.
Yes, for the very first time on the podcast, meron po tayong guest.
And we've been wanting to do this for a while.
Yes.
And two reasons why we haven't. It's like, we want to start with this person, not that person. So we have a lot of people we wanted to start with. The other reason is…
tayong dalawa lang, hirap na tayo sa schedule natin. Paano pa tayo magdadagdag ng isang tao? Char.
That's the second reason. The third reason is, you know, as many of you have commented, that what you appreciate about the podcast is the unfiltered conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like, for many people who have been to our house, that we, and even people who haven't, that it feels like you're in our living room and we're talking with friends. And we wanted to guard that as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Are we sure, even if the person's a stranger, can we be sure we can be as free to speak with these people? And and that's why for this first guest ever, we've got someone like that.
Yes, we actually know her. Last name pa natin siya.
Yeah.
But we're not related at all.
Yeah.
So we've, this is actually Anything Goes with the Bonnies. Talagang
the
Bonnies Bonifacios.
And the Bonnies. Parang law firm, di ba? Bonifacios and Bonifacio.
Correct. So, I'm just so excited to have her because I've had conversations with her like in the last how many years that I've known her. You've known her longer,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but you talked to her more.
Yes. So, we've talked about a lot of things already from, you know, womanhood, motherhood, writing, just being different and all that. So, I'm really, really excited to talk to her today, especially so because the topic is all about parenting.
Yeah. And as maybe you've seen from the title, we are celebrating, along with this magazine, this publication, Smart Parenting's 20th anniversary.
Yes.
20 years. And we're going to hear more of the story from today, the values, how things have changed in the past 20 years. And I think you're going to be able to relate. You know, as a listener, no matter your age, I don't think we have 10-year-old listeners naman kasi.
Yeah.
Diba? But people,
no, but we've got a lot of like parents who like ask us questions. And matagal na rin naman namin kasing gustong pag-usapan to, like parenting styles, how has it changed through the years. And I think it's just great to have Ms. Rana Bonifacio join us today. She is from Smart Parenting. Hi, Rana.
Hi. I'm going to call you Carla, because I know you as Carla.
Yes. Well, a lot of people know me as Carla here too.
Yeah. So as testament to how long we've known each other, Carla.
Yes.
Hi. Thank you so much. I don't feel the pressure at all to be your first guest ever on your podcast.
No, but Ron, it's okay. I just wanted to ask, what is your specific role in Smart Parenting?
Now I'm editor-in-chief of Smart Parenting. So I came
Congratulations.
In.
I did not know that.
Thank you. Just late last year. So I came in as parenting editor. And then now I'm not. I'm the editor-in-chief.
Amazing.
Rana, that's amazing. Great job, Smart Parenting. So happy for you also.
Yeah. Rana's
and your
been
choice.
Like with publications ever since like before pa na print. Print pa lang. And now, nag-digital na tayo. She's still there. I'm just so happy for her because I know that this is like her passion and this is her design. Like God really called her to be there.
And I think beyond the church connection and the parenting, the appreciation for the right word or the right way to say things. Like whether it's her post or my post or other people's post, that's something I'm sure na I can get from her and… The way she writes, the way something, you know, it wasn't just the message, but the way it was, it's an appreciation for the art, the beauty. So great job, Ron. I'm so happy.
Congratulations. And we're just
Thank
so
you.
Happy to have you and to also represent Smart Parenting, which is it's a community that I've been journeying with also somehow. Because when I was like pregnant with Philip, so ano yon, parang 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Half the age of Smart Parenting, you guys featured me. Were you with them already?
Not yet. I think I might have been a contributor at that time.
Yeah,
but
Yes.
So I had like a small photo shoot and I remember na parang ang cute pala na nagsushoot ka na may tummy ka, yung ganun. Kasi first time parent, diba? First time mom.
Right.
And then after that, when I gave birth to Philip, I think a few months into it, I was your cover story. And I got to write something for, that was also something very special for me because not all publications will ask their feature or like their feature person to be like, the writer also of her story.
Well, naka-pressure naman yun. Kung ako yung in-interview na, pwede ikaw magsulat. Parang, di ba kayo yung magazine? Di ba?
So. Nah, yun nga. I mean, like, syempre, syempre for me, who loves, for someone who loves to write, di ba? Parang it was such a pleasure to do that. And when I became editor-at-large, okay, I find it very awkward to say it because, like, I don't like titles. But,
kasi malaki kang editor.
Parang ano ba yun? Oh, malaki akong editor.
But then Rona would correct that. She didn't say editor na large. It's editor at large. You are at the large.
Nasa ibabaw ko nito. Charo. So, I was that last year ba? I'm not sure.
Last year.
Yung timelines mo, no?
But, correct.
I was really honored to be chosen. And also, I had so much fun just doing content with and for Smart Parenting. And so that brings us to today. And I'm just so glad to be still a part of Smart Parenting, whether official or unofficial. Sobrang happy ko sa ginagawa ng Smart Parenting.
Your posts, the diversity. So let's ask. So great, you're editor-in-chief. You can speak authoritatively about the things we're going to ask.
Because you are the editor-in-chief.
Rona, you mentioned this before we started recording, but Smart Parenting started not as a magazine, but within another magazine. So could you tell us a bit about the history of Smart Parenting?
Yes, so sorry.
That's
fine. We're keeping it real. I love it.
This is our scenario also.
Yes. Oh, yeah. So my child has talked in. But
Say hi.
Say hi, love. You cannot see. He cannot see himself. I'm so sorry. Okay. That is important.
You're like, ano?
Hi.
You know, say hi, love. Say hi.
Kamukha rin ni Vera eh.
Yes.
Oh, it's lang naman niya. Okay, cutter.
Yes. Isa lang yung hulmahan ng chan ko kasi. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's my
wound.
Okay, you're gonna sit with me. Okay, sit with me for a while and I'm gonna continue answering.
Ganyan
is
na,
it
ganyan
okay?
Yeah. Manu's like that. Like, we've had a lot of podcasts.
You have long hair. I have no hair.
Yes, that's true.
Hey, I like your t-shirt. Do you even know who that is?
You know who that is?
Mickey Mouse.
Okay, cool.
Wow, that's good. You know your history.
My son, Manu, he thought that Mickey Mouse was a dog.
You know,
kinukonvince pa namin siya, hindi yung dog anak, mouse siya, mouse.
Kaya nga mouse. You know, Mickey Mouse the dog.
Correct. So, Smart Parenting started as a section in a magazine, a former magazine that Summit Media used to print since Summit built its business in print publication. And from a small section, it turned into a full-blown magazine on its own. And then it transitioned to print and digital. And now we are in digital, covering all social media channels from YouTube, which is where we host the ever-famous Paprika, of course. Joe Bonifacio. And then, of course, we're also on TikTok, we're on Twitter, we're on Instagram. We're basically everywhere on digital. And that's where Smart Parenting is.
Rona, that's a lot. And I want to unpack that a bit more. Not even just for parenting, but for like organizational leadership. Sorry, off topic na ba ako.
Oh, diba? Ang ganda. Okay. Parang,
but I'm amazed.
Ang pre namin sa atin, parenting na sa organizational.
So sabi nga ni Peter Drucker.
No, but wait. I have a question. What cost the change? I don't know if you can answer this because this is kind of like long time ago. How did it become like its own thing?
That was my question.
Oh, and
good job.
Because
I want to
trace that. Like, what caused the shift?
Yeah. So I wasn't there then, but before it was part of Good Housekeeping, the title, which is an international brand.
That is a time warp. Yeah.
Right.
I used to read that.
If I say Good Housekeeping,
recipes, how to fix the house.
Yes, exactly, right? And then I think the shift is making it more into a parenting title. Because when you say good housekeeping, it's really about home management, right?
Yeah, but Martha Stewart, say, yeah.
Yeah, when you say smart parenting, you actually realize that the focus is on the family, on the parenting. And then the home management is kind of, right, supports that.
So it's like amazing. the sub-brand swallowed and incorporated the larger brand. Parang ganun.
It was a section. Diba before, yeah. Sorry, for the ones who've never read magazines, we used to have tech.
Magazines are like, what do you call them? They're like...
Artifact na tayo.
Oo nga, sorry ha. Pero meron talaga mga ganun eh, no? So,
I can explain. If magazines, like this t-shirt is cotton. It's like a book. But last night, I was wearing a silk shirt. That's like a magazine. Yeah.
No, I don't get it. But okay, sige. Well, yeah, this, I know.
But it used to be a section. So from a section, actually, I think, maybe because it was such a strong section and everybody was clamoring for it. And I think it shows that that's the actual pain point. The pain point is parenting. So that's why you take it into its own.
So you how would you hear or feel that was the pain point? Like readers were writing in, or there were more people wanting to that section got longer and longer. Paano ba yun?
I think so. I think it would definitely be the both sides, from whether it's the editors realizing, you know what, there's so much we can still talk about. There's so much we can unpack. There's so much we can do, but we have 2 pages every month, diba?
Yes.
Or people emailing and saying, you know what, this was such a powerful thing. You guys talked about this. I wish there was more. But again, you only have 2 pages this month. So, and then I think that's why you would keep on, okay, you know, maybe we can expand it until we realize that, okay, maybe this is the one that people actually want guidance for, or people want to hear about.
You know, I think that's the reason for the both of us, no? Bakit namin tinanong yun? Kasi I really don't know the history of smart parenting, but it seems to be like that from the beginning, like at the onset of like its own brand, no? Yun na pala talaga yung characteristic ng smart parenting, na you listen to the pain point. You actually look for that and you do something about it. Because that's, I don't know if you remember, like you had a thing like last year and then I was asked for a video. Yes. And I said that to smart parenting, that one of the things that I really, really like and admire about smart parenting is how it is able to update itself and like make itself available. I mean, like we all katayo, print age tayo eh.
Yes.
Nakakalungkot na isipin na hindi na nagpa-print yung ganon. Yung talaga ba? Digital. But we can't stay there. If our families are not on print anymore and they're digital, then we have to find a way to give them what we know and what we can share in the way that they will receive it. And that's what you guys did. From the beginning, pala, ganun na kayo, na you were like looking at house management. And then you realized, hey, people need something more than just keeping the house nice.
That's what I want to ask about, because, you know, with the change in you've mentioned the different platforms you're on, but different media, you hate to call it this way, no, because it's also about the challenge of many others, but you're one of the few success stories to transition from pure print into digital. How did that work? I mean, that's Summit Publishing, diba? So that's, they're very invested in that technology. They're very invested in that delivery system. How did that work? How was that? For sure, you've got writers and staff who are so used to one side. Yes. And then you can feel the need to do it. And even your appointment as editor-in-chief, I believe, is a sign that you're able to be appointed now because of the changes your predecessors had made to keep going to where you are now.
Absolutely.
How was that for the organization?
You know, you make a really good point. And I think being the person that gets to celebrate the 20th anniversary of smart parenting, for me, but just on a personal note, it's very humbling, because none of us would be here if not for the team, the, you know, all the editorial staff and all the other people who built
their
smart parenting.
Oh.
Yes, and brought us to 20 years. We just get to be the people who do it. You know, we just get to be the ones who celebrate that. And when Summit transitioned into full digital, I think it was also meeting where Filipinos were going. I think it was such a big sort of like, really, we're gonna, everybody, all Filipinos are, you know, for full digital now. And it was, I think it was actually quite ahead of its time, because it was a couple of years before
when
the pandemic. I think it was before the pandemic for sure.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes. So, and I think it was only in the pandemic when everybody was thrust into like, okay, we're just doing digital now, right? Like everything is online, absolutely yeah. everything. And now you think the other way around where you create the physical component after you ideate yeah. the digital idea because digital yeah. is the first yeah. thing you think of. And then you're like, oh, okay, maybe it needs something tactile. And then you create yeah. that. Yeah. As yeah. opposed to before where you create something physical and tactile and then you're like, oh, let's turn it into something digital.
Yeah,
But what I appreciate about it is that it's because Summit is really always thinking about its audience and where it, what it wants, what it needs, and where it's going to go. So marrying all of that, marrying technology, marrying audience behavior, and meeting their need.
That's amazing, Rona. And I actually, you're really on point because even for you to say now that with the pandemic, you said, and this is true, we all went fully digital. But now there is a need for tactile. There is a need for events. There is a need for face-to-face because yun nga yung downfall, or not downfall, but yun nga yung isang slight slump ng, or not so slight, ng ibang tech companies because they anticipated that this is it. This is the migration into pure digital, into pure metaverse, diba? And that's why they overhired. That's why they're laying people off. Alam mo yun? And so to be, you know, not too fast with the trend, diba? But okay, we're going there, but oop, wag na nakalimutan to. Because now people want to fly, they want to travel, diba? People want to go to restaurants, they want to go to concerts and comedy shows because nga, the physical matters again.
Yes.
How is smart parenting, you know, what is your expression of the tactile, the physical, the tangible?
Well, it's great you ask because I get to say that we're going to have, you know, our event this year. It's still, and my child is knocking the door. If you can hear it on the audio.
Anticipated.
Is he are they knocking digitally or in a tactile, unavoidable
speaking
manner?
Speaking of tactile, okay.
Meron pala akong anak that's in the physical. Yeah, but so we're going to have an event this year. It's still in the works, but it's so exciting because it's been a while since we've met parents face to face again.
Yes.
We've met parents online, you know, we get to touch base through our communities, which I'm sure you also appreciate and you also have. But to be able to really put faces to the names of and you know, we still get this online, which is like I read this story or I watched Paprika and I just felt like I wasn't alone. And I think that's the power of the face-to-face sort of experience now being away from each other. It's really being reminded, okay, I'm not alone. Because in parenting, diba, it's you kind of feel alone. There are so many moments where you feel alone. So it's so nice to bring that back and for us to be able to do that this year.
I love that. And like a friend of mine was saying before, I forget who it was who said this, sweetheart, but significant or powerful online connection creates a desire for an offline meeting. Diba? Yung parang, uy, we're connecting so much. Punta ka na nga dito. Diba? Sana makadalaw ako dyan. So I'm excited for that. Hey guys, abangan natin yan. Smart Parenting's event this year.
Yep.
Yes.
Ako pa ba?
Oh, sige. Ano, where do you want to take
it? No, I'm good. I just feel like I've been dominating so
that's
much.
That's okay. Okay. So we're going to have an event. That's great. And I'm just so happy that Smart Parenting is like a listening brand. Organization and brand, diba? Kasi yun din yung mahirap minsan sa mga other brands also. Like it feels so detached and so like you don't, it, indifferent. Like you don't know really what I'm going through. But Smart Parenting listens. And today actually, we were going to talk about like how it has changed over the years, right?
So, Rona, parenting. So, it's 2023. So, 2003, right?
Yes.
Just, you know, off the top of your head, general trends. We've got themes that we're going to go into later. But in the past 20 years, what's changed in your process of listening, in the way that you've developed, the way you're responding, diba? Kasi you're not naman just listening and reacting. You're leading rin eh. You're leading the conversation. You're tabling things. You're putting things to the surface. You're taking things that are on the fringe and saying, no, we got to talk about this now before it gets to be a disaster or something.
Yes.
Diba? So what have you guys observed in the 20 years? And I'm sure you're not speaking just from personal, but from organizational, diba?
Siguro team. Maganda isipin, ano ba ang parenting noong 2003?
Oh. Yeah. Which, you know, tayo, to be honest, we weren't parents in 2003. Joe, you and I were in school in 2003.
Yes. Correct.
We were college students in 2003. Yes, yes. And so to realize that, wow, it's been 20 years where somebody has been talking about parenting and somebody has been thinking about and leading about Filipino parenting. I think I definitely see there's a lot of change, not just in the recent years, but 20 years ago, mas malakas pa yata nun yung there was one way to do things.
Correct. Yeah.
It's not so much that parang somebody was saying that, okay, you only have to do this. But there was also the other side where they also felt, I need to do that. Right? Yeah. Like, it was the, both sides, diba? Na parang, need to kind of conform myself into that or kind of, that's the only way that I'm going to be able to have a happy and successful child.
Right, right.
And so I think that's a big shift that we've seen. And that's something that we hold dear in Smart Parenting, where we make sure we report all different kinds of parenting styles, the different studies, the different data. But we say, you know, it's your family. This is the data.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the study. But you decide. Kasi hindi naman kami yung magulan ng anak mo eh, di ba? Pag nagtantrum siya, ano naman gagawin ko? Di ba? Hindi naman ako yung... I'm not gonna be the one to do that, right? But we're going to equip you. We're going to make sure you know what's out there. You know what's new. You know what's been developed. And you know the studies. I think that's one of the major changes in parenting. At least from I've been a parent for 10 years only.
Right, right.
Around the same time tayo. Yes, correct.
Yes, yeah. So about the same time as you guys. So that's one of my general observations that parenting is much more, there's much more respect with how families are doing things today. Now it works for you. Great job. I applaud you. This is what works for me.
Right.
Also kind of like think that, because if you think about 2003, simula pa lang to ng digital.
Correct.
Diba? So, and come the digital age is also the information age. Magkasabay yan. Yeah. And I think this is why I would call, and without looking down on the previous generations.
Absolutely.
For like the way that they've parented. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, you only do what you know how to do. I mean, if you're not informed, how can you do something correct if you don't even know what it's all about, right? So, yung gift ng age kasi natin na maging parents sa day and age na to, informed parenting tayo. May opportunity tayo na pag sinabi nilang, ito yung choices mo, you have like 5 different ways to raise your child, that wasn't available to them back then.
Correct.
It was like our parents, no? So, way before Smart Parenting pa started. Na, what was handed down to them by their parents probably was like, sure, that's the way I'm going to continue things because correct no one naman is kind of like challenging that, changing that, and there's nowhere, walang source. Magla-library ka pa siguro.
Yes. And even, diba, being able to connect instantly to a different part of the world and the way their family, like the family values of a different culture alone, diba? Not even just studies. Kunwari, Finland, bakit pa kayo happiest people on earth? Diba?
Yes.
Why do you raise such happy kids? Now we can like, oh, okay, because ito pala yung normal sa parenting nyo, decades na. And so we can, now we can do that. Now we're okay, I want to do that.
So I wanted to ask you because you're like
you've given me. I just want to point out, no, you've helped me with something where, dati kasi mas one way ang dating, and if you don't follow that, nakaka-invalidate yon. And it helped me understand people from the older generation who might be bothered or be reluctant to. Well, why are you doing such a different thing? Because it feels like it's an invalidation of what they did or what they grew up believing. When to the younger ones, no, I'm not invalidating. That's valid, but so is this.
Mm-hmm.
Alam mo yan, because to a people with a more pluralistic approach to things, parang why not, diba? Isa lang naman to sa mga options. Hindi ko sinasabing, you know, anong tawag dun? Zero-sum game, one way, and then everything else is wrong, diba? I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying I want to try something else, you know? And there's nothing wrong.
You're right.
With what you did, I get you. You did what you did for your context, with the knowledge, the best of your ability. You made your own changes. I just want to do the same thing in my time.
Yeah.
I have to say that that's hard to do. Or like, I started out that way, where I thought a different person's choice made mine wrong right away.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's something I had to like really grow into. And parang, ah,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, same.
I think diba? Kasi din tayo as parents, medyo nakuha pa natin yung, hindi din naman tayo fully kasi the digital natives pa, diba?
Yes,
so we
yes.
still got some of that. Like the, I think this is why we're talking, because we're the generation that's like a mix of traditional and yes. non-traditional.
Uh-oh.
And we're trying to shift. And to be honest, as a parent, it's so hard. Because Sobra. Mayroon akong nabasa ba somewhere na parang sinabi niya na you're trying to do something that was not done to you.
Hmm.
And that's a hard thing. And I was yes. like, yeah, this is why it's so hard. Because yeah. I didn't experience this. And this is not, again, to invalidate my mother or my father.
Yeah, not at all.
But it's like, we all didn't know that there was another way of doing things. So,
correct.
And it's hard. So, I wanted to know, Rona, sa, kasi syempre kayo, your listeners, your leaders and your listeners. But as you listen, how is like the community taking this? Because I know that you've got a mix. So, ano namang demographic ngayon ng Smart Parenting?
So we have Smart Parenting Village, which is our Facebook group with almost 100,000. I think we're at 90,000 members already at Smart Parenting Village. And we have such healthy conversations there because we have different kinds of parents. Yes.
Mm. Smart Parenting Village is
a Facebook group.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't listening.
It's okay. It's our community of parents. And that's one of the ways that we get to know where are people at? Where are parents at? And so we have a mix because we have parents who are, you know, off the bat, they'll really say, hindi, traditional ako. Ito yung kinalakihan ko. Ito yung nag-work sa akin. Ito yung ginagawa ko sa anak ko. And then mm-hmm. we have people who are saying, I was raised in a traditional home, pero medyo binabago ko ng konti. Hindi na ako namamalo. Style ko is face the wall or di kaya style ko is go to another room, ganyan. And then we have somebody who says, I don't want to do any of that. I'm more into gentle parenting or respectful parenting, or maybe they want to veer towards authoritative parenting. And sometimes, you know, as always or as anything on the internet, it can get heated.
That's exactly. Sabi ko, anong ginagawa niyo kung may na-o-offend? Kasi for sure meron.
Yes. So there was a time like last year, I think we came out with this story where somebody said, and it was written very respectfully then. So she said something like, sa kakasulat niyo ng gentle parenting na yan, feeling ko mali ako kasi hindi ko 'yun ginagawa.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
Ako, as an editor, as somebody who gets to see all of this, I published it because I said, you know, this is the other side of the coin.
Right.
For people who are trying to do respectful parenting or gentle parenting, it's also a reminder like, hey, how are we doing it? Are we doing it in such a way that is already hurting another person or not?
Yeah.
So when, you know, and when nilabas niya yung ano niya, nilabas niya yung sinabi niya, yung sama ng loob niya, and maganda kasi ano naman siya, she was not ranting in a sense that she was trying to be hurtful, but she was saying, this is how you're making me feel, or this is how I'm feeling.
Exactly.
And so, you know, there are people, and then people would comment and they would say, you know what, I'm, you know, there are people who will apologize and say, I'm sorry if we came off this way, but this is not what we're trying to do. So syempre, as all spaces in the internet, there are some na parang, okay, wag niyo nang basahin yung comment na yan, gano'n. And then there are some. And then, but there's a lot of people in our village that is, that's going to say, this is what works for me.
Love
and
it.
I respect you and that's what works for you.
Yes.
So, I love our village.
I do love it. And I feel like I see more now the value of having smart parenting in there. Kasi, syempre, ayaw mo rin naman pigilan yung sarili mong mag-express ng mga bagay na you feel strongly about. Like, I'm like that. If I'm for something, I will really say it. But if there are like entities like yours, no, like Smart Parenting, who can, kumbaga parang, who can represent a lot of different takes and views, diba? At least nandun kami lahat. And when everyone's calmed down, diba, from the heated discussions, mas may time na at mas may space na sa mga ano brains namin na, teka lang, now I can listen to others. I got to air mine. Yes. I get to see other takes. And I think that's the value of being that bigger entity.
Yeah.
Saying that you're valid. You're valid. All of you are valid. Now look at this. Tell me what you get from it.
Yeah, they set the table. They guide the discussion. They make sure that people can voice their opinion. I wrote that down because you said it earlier. Filipino parenting. And that's one thing I've noticed about the way you guys do it. Because a lot of these conversations, they're online naman eh.
Yes.
But most of the resources are Western, right?
Yes. So,
and I love the way, I can really tell the difference when I look at your post versus like a Western post. Now, this one is dialed into the Pinoy conversation. Like even that mix you described in your village. And I just want to comment, you know, I know Rona from church, her husband and I were colleagues at one point. And I just love the picture of how I can see your faith showing up there. Where I know your husband is very pastoral, and that's you being very pastoral, but you're now pastor, you know, in a sense, this village by setting that table and not by prescribing and barking at people, diba, but by listening and showing them that. And I think it's a great picture for believers in different fields to say, okay, ganito pala maging Kristiyano sa field ko, diba? So I love that, Rona. Thanks for doing.
Thanks, Joe. And para sa akin kasi it's also how you parent. Diba? It's how we are with our kids. I have to listen to them.
Yeah.
In order to lead them.
Yeah.
I mean, there are times that I have to sit down and like really point things out, right? If they're really young. But essentially, what you're doing as a leader, whether organizationally or in the church or at home, it's the same. It only works if you model it.
Yeah.
It only works if you listen and model it. You want a result, you only get that if you do it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And I think that's a good thing. Like even you said, like the gentle parenting, respectful parenting. That's a good pushback. Kasi ang dami ng, you know, literature in that direction. And if we really do believe that, then let's model it even to the people who disagree.
Yes.
The people who have another, but the way that you would treat your kids, sana we treat our neighbors, our family members who are not same.
Yeah. Ako personally, switch sa akin yun. Because I think I grew up more of like, you tell people what to do, or you tell people this works, you tell people this is nice, and you get them to your side of, you get them to your side of the room basically by pulling their you know, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Diba? Parang,
overpowering
na lang,
them.
Babrasuhin mo na para lang, look at it from here. And as you know, as the years came in as a parent, I realized I don't want to do it that way anymore. I think I'd rather attract people to how I see things. I don't want to, and that's the same with kids. And that's the same way I see it with my kids. I'd rather attract you to what are the family values we're saying we want to have. If it's faith.
Yeah.
In our home, it's faith. In our home, it's the Bible. And I'd rather say, look how beautiful this is. Isn't it, you know, this is how it makes me feel. This is how it helps me. How about you? Rather than saying, ito, di ba? Yung isaksak mo sa bibig niyan. Ito, kainin mo to.
I was gonna say nga na we've got everything going for that direction. And yung one-way relationship. Kung ano sinabi ko, yun na, di ba? Bakit? Mm-hmm. Filipino culture is like that.
Yes.
I think there is an awareness that even smart parenting, and a lot of parents today, no, smart parents possess today, and that is the awareness of like, what culture are we existing in currently? Di ba? Na that makes us the way that we are. I think that for us, at least as parents, no, the shift in us, because we've been, 9 years as parents, and we weren't parenting Philip the way that we are parenting Manu today. Just because of the sheer knowledge and information that we've received like somewhere in between.
And the demons inside of us that God has revealed that we've had to fight.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean like, kasi Filipino culture, yun talaga yung, ano niya, yung trend niya na kung sino yung mas matanda, kung sino yung, and there's a good and bad to it for me personally.
Right.
It's good to honor.
Of course,
it's good to always acknowledge what the people before you have done. Like, that is great. But it also doesn't mean that we should do everything the way they did it before.
Yeah.
No, we should continue that no matter what, diba? So parang that distinguish that practice of distinguishing the honor, meaning like giving them what is due, or like whatever, diba, na they really have done amazing things. And also, as you move forward, knowing what is right for you. Mm-hmm. I think that's also something that we possess. Like even yung smart parenting, diba, na hindi namin sinasabi na porque finiture namin to, ito na talaga yung gagawin ng lahat, diba?
Yeah.
And we're not even trying. I think what I'm trying to get at is that you're not, you propose different things, but you're and you can model this if you want to, but also at the same time, you listen. You are not only modeling something that you think is right, but you are also the willingness to be changed.
Yeah.
Diba? I think yun yung meron tayo, even smart parenting, no, na ito yung tingin ko. Pero nakikinig tayo, na pag nakinig tayo, oo nga no, parang mali. Tapos kaya rin natin talagang mag-shift kasi kaya na nating makinig. I think yun yung key transition talaga ng age natin. Na pwede palang makinig yung mga magulang. Dati kasi ang magulang, makinig ka sa akin.
Correct.
Pero hindi tayo nakikinig sa mga anak natin.
Yes.
Diba? Tayo lang dapat yung nagsasalita. Do you see that happen? Did you see that as in, over the years na yan yung nangyari sa atin?
In Filipino families, that's definitely one of the biggest changes. Yung, communication is two-way, right?
Yeah.
Because you always say in parenting, you need to talk to your child, you need to build with your child, you need to bond with your child. Pero ngayon, parents are realizing, kakausapin ko sila, makikinig pala ako sa kanila. Or I think
natawa ako kasi parang tama ka. Dati pa naman sinasabi talk to your child, pero yung talk to your child, di nagsasalita yung child.
'Di ba? So parang hindi mo naman siya binigyan ng pagkakataon na magsalita, 'di ba? Ikaw lang naman yung dumaldal. Okay, de, joke lang. But the other thing, I think you guys will also see this is the very simple act of parents being able to apologize to their child when they did something wrong. That wasn't very normal. I would say 2 decades ago. I don't think that all parents realized that that hindi siya nakaka-diminish ng power mo. Power, quote-unquote, air quotes. Or your authority as a parent when you apologize. In fact, if anything, it shows that you are a good leader because you are willing to say, call yourself out and say, masyadong malaki yung reaction ko doon. I went overboard. Hindi kita dapat sinigawan. I'm sorry. And it's it doesn't threaten who you are as a parent, I think. So there's so much changes also in where parents are gathering their parang what you're kind of ano ba, parang where you're standing on.
Hindi siya
I'm always right, hindi siya I know everything, wala kang alam. Hindi na siya yung kung anong sabihin ko, kailangan yun yung gawin mo. But there's so much of a realization in our generation of parents na, alam mo, ang dami kong hindi alam. Can we learn it together?
You said it eh. Previously kasi, whether it was intentional or not, parenting was seen as like a power struggle eh. Parents and children, between parents and children, na parang, meron kasing thinking na pagka hindi natin sila napasunod, magiging masama na yung buhay nila. Which it comes from a good place, ha?
Yes,
kasi
absolutely.
They're just really thinking of, pag hindi ko to na-control, magiging masama yung buhay niya. So, ang ganda naman talaga nung intention na
correct.
I need to control. Kasi, if not, yung mapapahamak naman ay siya, hindi ako.
Yes.
But, we have realized over the years, no, and ganun naman talaga ang buhay, di ba? I mean, science will progress. It will understand many more things about life in general. And we've realized that, you know, it need not be that way. That we don't have to struggle for that power. In fact, the more we treat each other as equals, the better it's going to, the dynamics is going to do good for our family.
You know, one thing I like about this, and it's so great hearing this from you, Rona, because yun nga, whenever there's a new idea, it can come across as a know-it-all. It can come across as disrespectful. Even the name, diba, Smart Parenting, attracts some people. And I can just imagine that over the years, there have been people, so pag di ako nakinig, dumb parent ako, dumb parent.
Bobo parent ako, char.
Or pag ayaw nila yung nilalabas namin, yun yung nakukuha namin comment. It's our favorite.
Ano?
Yung sasabihin nila,
ano?
Through Smart Parenting ba kayo? Kapag may headline kami na parang, guys, nagre-report lang talaga kami.
Yeah, you know, can't help that,
don't
right?
Take it personally. But yeah, that's always our like, so Smart Parenting ba yan? But yeah. So
even smart, even the word smart kasi doesn't have a good history in the Philippines. Eh.
Right. Smart shaming
yes. is probably in the Philippines. And that's because there have been smart people who are know-it-alls, who are judgmental. You know, me. So... And that's why I love this rebrand even. And it's not just a marketing thing. It's really coming from the way you lead. But it's smart to listen. It's smart mm-hmm. to acknowledge different opinions. It's smart to respect the personhood of your child, the team you lead, or the people you work with, or someone with yeah. a different opinion. That's what smart means. So there's a rebranding of the word smart. Na, it's not that you're an expert, but it's, wouldn't you want someone to do that to you? I think it's a good idea to do it to them also. So, ang ganda lang. And even if you're not a parent, this is a great leadership lesson that we're seeing here from the editor-in-chief, Rona. So, gusto kong isok med IG post yung mga points niyan. I want to attract them. I want to listen. Regardless of what you're leading, a home or an organization, this is a great thing to apply.
Thank you.
You know, you have four. We might go. We could keep going, no? But you have four themes. In Smart Parenting, as you're celebrating the 20th year.
So you actually are awarding like how many parents or families, sorry? Is that correct?
Since it's Smart Parenting's 20th anniversary, we've come up with the 20 most inspiring Filipino families. And we've named four categories, which are the categories that it has inspired in us and in our audience. And that is courage, kindness, self-love, and devotion. And going back to what we've been talking about, how parenting has changed in the 20 years, I think this is some of the things that parents are now looking for or trying to build in their own families and in themselves. And it's a testament really to how family dynamics has changed throughout the years. For example, kindness is not necessarily something all parents would have immediately thought of maybe decades ago. But today, we know that we want to be kind to ourselves, right? Because we're very hard on ourselves. Parents can be very hard on themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So kind to ourselves and then kind also in the way that you parent your child.
Yeah.
Or even a kinder, I think also a kinder society where it's inclusive, where people with learning disabilities or learning difference or people who have... special needs where it's you don't have to say special because you need to give something, you know, parang you need to adjust, but because the society itself is already built for you to be able to move around and you're comfortable. That's kindness, I think. Self-love, nako, sobrang ano rin yan. Kahit kami sa team, we are always...
Wait, Rona, kindness muna. I love that kindness idea. Kind even to your partner. Diba? Kasi we know naman as parents when you're married, it's easy to have a different preference from your partner.
Nako, and yung nang ninaniko ka ng asawa mo na, oh, dapat ganito. Diba? Where you like to tell your spouse ano yung gagawin, pero nakalimutan mong to point the finger at yourself.
Right.
Ah, okay, I need to also, you know, work on my parenting.
Yeah, you know, actually, that was one of our parang... Before the shift in our parenting was first the unity of our parenting. Mm. Because what a lot of parents, I feel like, don't realize is that when they come into the marriage, they weren't really thinking of, you were raised this way and I was raised maybe a little. But it really fully makes itself known pag nandyan na yung anak.
It's hard to know parang, what your conditions are.
What are we going to do with this child? Yeah. You want it that way. I want it this way. Paano na lang, di ba?
Correct.
So parang yung kindness lang. Because I really do remember the two of us, like, when we were shifting the way we were parenting Philip, ang dami kong iyak. Kasi parang to me, I wasn't raised that way. Mm. Like, I can't, and I don't think we're supposed to, but I can't really force him to see it. Nang ganun-ganun, yung kindness lang ba na, I'm not really a very kind person, but I kind of had
you're
to.
Getting there.
But I mean, like for me, it was already kind to say, I'm gonna wait until he sees this thing. Alam mo yun? Mm. Instead of like just threatening him with, alis ako, dadalik ko yan ako, pag ganyan-ganyan. Diba?
Yung parang,
I was just talking to a parent like that recently where she was asking what can she do to convince her husband and she said, how did Carla convince you? And I said,
you know, hey, wait ah. Ano lang yan ah. Ano lang to. Parang to support what he's saying. Because I'm not a very kind person. Like, I may be right and all. My points don't come across as something yung kanina sinasabi mo na attractive. Because I just keep, no, you gotta do this, you gotta do that. Kaya hindi kind yung delivery ko. Hmm. Kaya rin naman, parang to convince him was hard. Because I think that's very important when you say kindness na the convincing power of kindness also.
Yeah.
Hmm. Na parang if you're not on the same page, kayong mag-asawa, kung may kindness na nandyan, mas madali mong mapapakita kasi yung side mo, I guess.
Yes.
So to think kindly of the person and to ascribe, di ba, good intentions, even if you have very different motives.
Correct. Uh-oh.
Or very different actions. It's like, hey, this is not a horrible person. I didn't marry Hitler. Di ba? So hopefully we
sometimes
can find
it just feels like it. Just kidding.
You said kindness to yourself, self-love, and you know, sometimes this is a topic still debated, much less now, thankfully, among people of, you know, Christians. Hmm. Not a good. Well, how do you handle this? How do you reconcile this with your faith, what the Bible says? How do you understand it for yourself?
I think definitely self-love in the beginning was something I had to. Well, I had a question mark, I think, when I first heard it.
Yeah,
because my background are coming from. If you grew up with a Christian background, you're used to terms of denying yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Deny yourself, take up your cross. And so you think automatically that self-love is the negation of that.
Yes.
Because you think, or at least I thought that self-love is just, oh, I want to feel good. And no matter what it is that I'm thinking or feeling or doing, it's okay because I love myself and I accept myself. And I had to, I think, dig deeper to understand what self-love means. And a lot of it for me, the way I understand it is that there is self-respect also. Mm-hmm. And to connect this to parenting, the Filipino parent is very proud to be the last one or to be the last one to kind of do everything or to do anything. Yeah. Kailangan mauna lahat. Mauna asawa mo, mauna yung anak mo. Mamaya ka na, huli ka na. Di ba? We even say, what is the term? Baka mali pa ako, guys. Isusubo mo na lang. Di ba?
Ibibigay mo pa. Parang something like that.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Which is very, it is true. I think you can practice self-love and still be sacrificial that way as a parent.
Yes.
Pero
yes.
Badge of honor siya sa Filipino parent, di ba? Hindi sila na, hindi ako, kunwari, as a mother, hindi ako gagastos, I'm not going to buy anything for myself, I will not treat myself, kasi sila na. But what self-love means, I think, for us, is that you take care of yourself so that you can take better care of the people around you.
And in my
worldview, I think in at least when it comes to a personal perspective, I'm reminded of my inherent value.
Yeah.
I'm not creating value for myself, but okay, I have inherent value because of my belief as a Christian.
Yeah.
That I don't know if this is too much, but again, you know, even though I was a sinner, somebody died for me and that gave me value. And self-love is not creating that value, but recognizing that somebody recognized that value in me. So that's how I understand self-value.
Yeah.
Very beautifully said. And I love how you articulated your reluctance at first. When you said it in a very fair way. And yun naman yun, diba? To convince someone, represent their position fairly. Don't just demonize it and caricaturize it. And yeah, I can relate to that. And I love that idea na, if, what is God asking for? Diba? Is God asking me to give and give and give of myself till I have nothing left to give? Or is God asking me to receive from Him also so I have something to give to the world, to my family, to my friends, even my enemies, diba? Because yeah, He gives to me first.
You know, I think that's also what kind of like you guys contribute in the whole parenting arena. It's like showing everyone the false dichotomy. It's like, why can't I be sacrificial and love myself at the same time?
Yeah.
Yes.
I will do that pa rin naman anyway. Wala naman ibang tao naggagawa nun.
It actually calls out immature, incorrect forms of self-love. Na, oh, you're not of service to the people around you.
Oh, diba? Bakit this is ganon, not, diba? Oh. Ba't ganon yung tingin natin sa self-love na nagpamasahe lang ako, hindi na sacrificial?
Ganon. Oh, talagang sumobra and call it that.
Yeah, yeah. Diba? I know
that's
what you mean.
That's not what we're talking about.
But also, I feel like, well, you were talking about the inherent value that you get from your faith, no? I also realized that parents are also children, especially so if you are a child of God. And God wants to love on you. Alam mo yun, yung parang na-realize ko lang yan recently na, eh kung gusto akong mahalin ni Lord, at gusto niyang sumaya ako, kasi sometimes naman, iisip natin, ah, kailangan na natin mag-self-love kasi magiging mas mabuti tayong parent. Parang pag ganun pa rin kasi yung goal mo. Parang,
true.
Okay, gusto mo pa rin, ang ending pa rin nito ay magpo-perform pa rin ako for
correct.
My children.
Correct.
But is there anything wrong about saying that I just want to be loved? Period. Alam mo yon, I want to be an important, I want to be of value, and I think that's what I get from my Father God.
And the answer to that is,
UM
love.
UM. UM. Ganda. Ito yung ano natin.
Ay,
Instagram
na eh.
Ano natin.
Ang ganda na.
Diba? Yun na yun. I mean like, I think then kasi it will, may guilt eh. Diba? May ganun talaga. Guilt, ganun na. Parang, pag gusto ko bang mahalin ako, masama ba yun? And I think yun yung maganda na na-affirm natin sila. Na, hindi, okay nga yun. Kasi tama lang.
Yeah, or,
lahat tayo, gusto nga talaga tayong mahalin ng Diyos.
Or a friend who shows that love to you and you feel loved in that moment, di ba?
Yeah.
Or some people have that great relationship, di ba? With their parents. Nakaingit sila na parang pag uwi ko sa bahay ng magulang ko, anak pa rin ako dito. Alam mo yun, they really
you know, actually,
that.
I was gonna ask you, Ron, na parang, so, most of what we do, we only repeat, di ba? Siyempre mahirap yung, kunwari mo ito, self-love, kindness, hindi yan nagawa sa'yo ng mga magulang mo for whatever reason. Sila rin, may mga naging, ganun lang din yung binigay sa kanila. Ano yung usual na response natin sa ating smart parenting village
and may
sa mga ganito?
That to our third theme, which is courage.
Paano,
why did you choose the word courage?
Oh, paano natin, anong sinasabi nyo pagka ganun?
Pag hindi mo nakuha, But you want to express it?
No, to deviate from what you received.
Yeah, to deviate from what you received. And also kasi, I know that smart parenting gets a lot of anonymous stuff, right?
Yes, yes.
Diba may mga ganun kayo na parang I'm pretty sure that they've expressed already that, you know, I didn't really have an ideal childhood and
yes.
all that. So what have you learned from those things? Like what have you observed or what have you said about it?
Yeah, I think we have so many different stories of parents who are trying to build a family that is different from how they grew up. Whether it's, I grew up in a broken home and, you know, I want to make sure that this marriage works. Or I was raised by a solo parent and I don't want to be a solo parent. Or I was raised very traditionally and I don't want to. I think that's also the power of the community. Because you're locking arms, you're finding other people who are cheering you on to say, tuloy mo lang yan. Hindi ibig sabihin, it's like you're getting a cheerleader to say, hindi ibig sabihin na you grew up from a broken family or a broken home that you're destined to create the same mistake.
Yeah.
Or I think if you are familiar with the term, if you are a parent listening to this, you know the term cycle breaker and that you're trying to break the cycle.
Yes.
Ooh.
Nice.
And we have so many parents who say, yung sa true lang ah, and this is what I love about the village, yung people are just so honest. They're like, yung sa true lang ah, ang hirap maging cycle breaker, sabihin ko lang. And all of us are like, amen, amen po, di ba? Parang, true. And then people rally behind you and say, paano ba yan ginagawa? Or this is, or ito yung itsura nun sa akin na hindi naman 100% of the time yung ginagawa ko, eh, yung gusto kong mangyari. Diba? Sometimes you slip. Sometimes you, sorry by the term slip, or sometimes you go back into your knee-jerk reaction, diba?
Na,
gusto sinabi ko, gawin mo. Yon, diba? Ako, I still do that. Even if I'm trying my best to do more authoritative parenting than authoritarian parenting, there are just moments where it's like, gusto-gusto talaga ako, anak, hindi ko na talaga alam.
You know what? My gosh, yeah. I mean, like, I think that's really another value of the village, no? Kasi nga, tama ka eh, na tayo pa kasing mga Pilipino, no? Saan ka ba kumukuha ng wisdom? Sa mga tita, tito mo, sa lola, lola mo. Eh, paano nga kung wala dun yung hinahanap mo na sagot? And I think that's the value then of this age, diba? To find like-minded people who will lock arms with you. I love the term. It's so visual to me now. Na parang, you know, I'm getting swayed to like the old way. And I know that's not right because everybody says from this side that I should do it that way. But when I go on the village, na parang, hey, I'm not alone.
Yes.
And this is, that there's a right thing in what I'm pursuing right now, because it's hard. I think you could get drowned by the voices of authority that you've been used to all your life.
I think kasi more than just finding the answer you're looking for people who are asking the same questions.
Correct.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's not that, it's okay naman, you've described how the village has different opinions, diba? But where is this question brought up? Where can we ask this?
And, safely, without being judged, diba?
And to be seen, kasi like, okay, this question is valid. Now, different answers are also valid. Diba? Parang, that's such a, like you described, people trying differently. One thing that I've seen differently with this generation, which before I would have been a lot more reluctant about, especially as a minister, are people who are solo parents who have made a resolution that I've been in, raised in a loveless marriage. I've seen abuse in marriage where stay together at all costs for the kids. And now, thankfully, because of better economic options, better support for single moms, they can strike out and they'll be like, you know, I'm going to try, you know, and better than run the risk, diba, of my kids continuing to be abused or being abused at all. And it's amazing, you know, it's like, it's blowing my categories open, really. And that's courage. We haven't used the word, but that's definite. That's your theme, I would guess.
Yeah, I want to know why you chose
courage.
Very intrigued out of all the four words. Like, what is courage all about?
I think courage for us is being able to create the family you want. Simply put.
Wow.
However way...
your way with words, the man, Rona, is too good. You know, as a writer, you are a good. It's good. The writing.
I am a good. Thank you so much. Coming from you.
Naubusan eh.
But because in our list of our 20 most inspiring families, you guys will see it. They built their families in different ways. So there are some who totally blended family. Mom had a child, the dad had a kid, but we still want to build a family, and they did. Or we have families who were already, they thought they were done having kids, but they couldn't say no to kids who needed a home. And they said, okay, we'll be your family. Or courage to, maybe in their singlehood, they adopted the child. And then that was after that, you know, they were in air quotes, diba? Before, very taboo yung term na single mom.
Yeah.
But when she was single, nag-adopt siya. And then at the same time, she fell in love and found somebody that she wanted to build her family with. And then they went and built a family together and had their own biological children. There's just so many ways families are built. And there are so many different ways. Our families look so differently today.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's even yung mga titas, di ba? We would always have that. Yung inang tita tawag namin. There are some titas that they stand as mothers for some kids.
Oo, yeah. Alam mo, totoo yan.
Or lola,
no?
Lola. Yeah.
Ang galing nga ng sinasabi mo na nag-extend dun sa konsepto ng ito yung nuclear unit ng family.
Mm-hmm.
Na may nanay, may tatay, may mga anak, di ba? Pero actually, ang smart parenting ay hindi lamang nangyayari between the two parents or one parent, di ba? Na
yes.
Nag-extend siya. And, kaya nga village eh.
And let me use this platform for anyone still listening, no, na I really wish there was, I pray for better support for single individuals who want to adopt. I understand it's complicated. I understand the potential for child trafficking and all of that. But there are really, I'm sure you know, Rona,
yes.
Great men and women, amazing professionals who've said, look, you know what? I'm not falling in love with anybody to marry, but I do want to build a home. And I see right. So many children without homes and I want to make a home for them. I just wish there's better legislation and faster processing for that, because there are some really great men and women out there who I've heard through the years who just want to build families like that.
I think now there's the new law makes it simpler to adopt and easier to adopt in the Philippines. It doesn't even, you don't even require like court hearings anymore. It's just like basically paperwork.
Wow.
And that's one of the things that they also addressed, that you don't have to be in a marriage to be able to adopt.
Yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful. Last one.
Yes.
Sorry, go on. You were going to say something.
So another Courage awardee for our list is the setup where the dad decided to be the one to be the main parent. So he was the one who was at all the games. He was the one who made sure that. Yes, wow. He was the one who made sure that the kids were in school, and the mom was the one who was bringing home the bacon. And they've been doing that even for many years, even before the stay-at-home dad was accepted and normalized and absolutely.
That is hard.
That's fine. And so that's courage, right?
It is courage, especially so in the Filipino setting.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because talagang i-oppress ka talaga ng culture na nagsasabing ikaw dapat ang nagpa-provide at nasa labas at hindi ka dapat housebound.
I've never had a problem with you making much more money than me. Though it was difficult last year when I was unemployed for 7 months. To be, you know, that's really what I am. But here's a hack for anyone who might be like, I just saw myself as a trophy husband, you know. So you have trophy wives, and I was a trophy husband, you know, where just my physical attractiveness was what I had to bring to the relationship, you know, where she was happy to make all the money, she was happy to trust me to decide what to do with the money.
Sugar man.
Yeah, but.
I have a joke of when there's an issue of who has the wife earns more than the husband, and the question is like, what do we do, right? And so I say, so may problema yung asawa mo that you bring in more money. E di yung i-deposit mo sa account nyo, yung sakto lang dun sa sweldo niya. Tapos yung excess, tayo na lang. E di ba may problema ka dun sa extra money? E di itago.
I have never sorry seen it as well.
I'm sorry to all your listeners who come here for wisdom.
Yeah, okay
that's
lang.
How
listeners
I've seen it as well. It's like, I guess to some people it's emasculine that she makes more much money. I'll cry about it in the plane on the way to Japan for our vacation.
Use the dollar bills to wipe your tears, please.
Let's go to our, so you said kindness, self-love, courage. Lastly, devotion.
Yes.
What's this?
So, devotion is, I think, a term in the Filipino culture where you immediately ascribe it to faith. But we've seen families who are devoted to family. So this is what it's all about. It's whether the devotion is to the child, to your girlfriend who is a solo mom and has a child, and then you are ready to say, I am going to take the reins. I'm going to be the father of your child if you will let me. That's devotion.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the very traditional setup of, you know what? We have a mom and a dad and we have children. and we want to make sure that we are always spending time with our kids and always communicating with them no matter what they do. We let, you know, we let them have their freedom, but at the same time, they model devotion by making sure that they're always communicating and spending time together. So devotion is also how your faith translates into your parenting.
Right.
Devotion is definitely, it can be so many things, but that's what it is for us, I think, in our culture.
I love that word, and I love the way you explained it. It brings to mind something that I heard in in church from one of the pastors in Victory, Bishop Jure Mora. And I really have to quote him because it was very brilliant, where he posed the question. He said, how can we put our family first if we spend way more hours at work, we spend way more hours doing other stuff? So it's not the matter of time, right? If I spend like an 8-hour workday, does that mean I have 8 hours just for my kid? Like, when am I taking a bath? When am I doing the household chores? So, yeah, he was brilliant. He problematized it that way. So we were like, I don't know. That's a good question. And he said, putting your family first is a matter of devotion. Eh? Which means even if I spend more time here, because I have to, you know.
Yes.
You
yes,
know
absolutely.
That this is for you. Your spouse knows you're devoted to him or to her. Your kids know you're devoted to them. That they know that that's the priority. And that will look different for different families. It was actually very freeing the way he said it, because it just started to spark our imagination. How can I show devotion to Carla? You know, how can I show devotion to Philip or to Manu? And it might look differently, but the question is, do they know? Do they know that I'm devoted to them? Do they know that if push comes to shove, they're the ones I'm going to adhere to more than any other interest?
And it changes, diba, through time. I actually also recently said that it's a very unfair, at least to me, I find it unfair measurement of devotion time. In the sense that, of course, I'm going to spend a lot of time at work. It's work. Or, of course, my child has to spend a lot of time in school. It doesn't mean that they're devoted to their studies more than they are to me, just because they have to actually be in the school majority of the day. And it changes, I think it changes also as your kids grow up, right?
Yeah,
when they're very small and they're very young, of course, you need to pour out so much more time. And parents often feel like it's going to be like this forever. In an ideal world, it's not going to, you cannot be spending all that time with your child until they're 18. The way that, you know, until the way that you did when they were one or they were babies or newborns. And then they you know, they grow up. And you also, your parenting shifts also, where the way you show your devotion, you know, to my child as a newborn is very different from how I do it now. It was so much easier, quote unquote, then, because I just have to breastfeed them and they know I'm devoted to them.
Right.
Yes, correct.
Right, diba, Carl?
It requires different things from you as a parent per season.
Yes.
Diba?
And parents need to understand that.
Yes, some will need more physical devotion. Some will need more affirmative kind of devotion, diba? Na parang, oh, let's talk, let's have a conversation. Like last night, si Philip was saying that.
I was going to say.
Yeah, diba, yung sabi niya na, I love to talk. Ano yung sinabi niya? Parang something like, I am a talk kind of guy and Manu is like a move kind of guy.
So just the past couple of days, just reflecting while you're talking about devotion, Rona. Last night, Carla made a point to listen to Philip talk about Roblox endlessly and we hardly understood a single thing he said. But he needed to get it out. The night before naman, Manu wanted to finish building this Lego set. And I tried to pass it off to the kuya. I don't know if you've done that. Like try to get your older kid
absolutely.
To parent for you. Diba? Yes. I was exhausted. And Philip kept giving up because he wasn't interested in that set anymore. And so Manu kept going to me and I was like, okay, this is devotion to him. But to right now, to finish this set tonight, you know, I promised you would build it. Technically, I built it, but to him, building it is finishing it. And we haven't finished it. So yeah, I think it's a great question for parents to ask themselves at all times. Right? How can I show devotion today?
Yeah,
how can I show devotion in this season?
And I realized that devotion takes knowing. If you don't even know your child or your partner, how can you be devoted? You might be devoted in a way that you know how to be devoted to yourself or you'd like to receive devotion, but that might not come across as that to the other person kasi hindi naman siya ganun eh. Kumbaga parang sa akin, ako, I'm a parallel player. I don't really care if you talk to me or what. But if you're around me 24/7, that's good. But some people don't, they're not, Manu is not happy with that. He needs to be engaged all the time. So, I mean, and how can you be devoted to someone if you don't even know that?
Yeah.
You're on mute, by the way.
To borrow that phrase, diba, from 2008, which is also 2008, but how does she know you love her? Diba, next.
Taray.
From that movie, Enchanted. Yeah. Yeah, so man, this is amazing. We could keep going. I didn't notice how what time it was already. But thank you, Rona, for sharing so much.
Yes.
I think parenting, leadership. Let me just say one last thing. It's so consistent. And that's what I love about the learning. Now, the way you lead, the way you relate to God, and the way you parent your kids. There's just such an amazing consistency there. It's real. It's honest. It's effective. You're still sane juggling all of those things. You and your husband are still able to enjoy time together. So, what a great picture. So yeah, thank you for sharing so much with us.
Yes, thank you, Rona. It's a pleasure knowing you all through these years, like all throughout, like watching Vera and then, alam mo yun, yung lumaki ng lumaki yung pamilya nyo. And you now being an editor-in-chief of Smart Parenting, which is also like a company of people din talaga that I really trust when it comes to parenting, where I feel heard and I feel validated, diba? And also at the same time, encouraged to respect others for not being the way that I am. So congratulations to all of you. Happy anniversary. 20 years is not, that's not easy, especially in this day and age where you've caught the shift. I mean, people have lasted for years before, but they never had this kind of massive shift. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Na kayo yung parang now you're learning videos from like we used to do a lot of print before. Like we just wrote and wrote. But now, okay, we're just gonna have to do different things now. So congratulations. And you have our support, the Bonnie's Love Smart Parenting. And we'd like to hear from you guys, like any words you can encourage us with.
Or things to look forward to this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So of course, thank you for having me on the podcast. Thank you for having Smart Parenting on the podcast and of being part of the Smart Parenting family. We're so happy to have Joe, not just Carla, not just Rika. We love having all of you, your entire family, as part of the Smart Parenting family. You know, the audience loves reading about you and watching your videos because you're so honest and you're so ready to talk about your struggles. And, you know, people always think that just because you're out there or just because you have a huge following that you don't have any challenges, you don't go through any difficulties, or that your kids are complete angels, diba? But you're always ready to show us, hey, you know what? We're also learning parenting like you. And so whatever it is, I know, I learned it last night lang, but I'm willing to share it with you today.
That is so true.
Diba? And we love that. We love learning alongside you. We love celebrating all those wins with you. And even just seeing how your parenting is also shifting because we're learning from it. So please do visit smartparenting.com.ph to read our 20 most inspiring family story.
Yay.
And stay tuned for more Paprika episodes, of course. And for more of our cover stories and families who've inspired us, who've inspired courage, kindness, self-love, and devotion in us. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rona.
Thank you. And congratulations again. Happy birthday to Smart Parenting. And we loved having you as our first guest.
Yeah. And for our listeners, thanks for being here. We're glad that you got to finish this. The other camera died, so we're now relying on the laptop camera. This is so much to take away, sweetheart, no?
Yes.
Parenting, leadership, marriage, even touched on, you know, people have a faith in Jesus, how that affects things. And we pray this encouraged you to have courageous conversations, to pursue kindness, to surround yourself with people who show you kindness as well and to show it to others, to find a way to express and to do self-love that increases your own health that reminds you of your own value, and in the process, you will serve others. And finally, devotion, diba? To show devotion in the right places.
Yes.
Katouch naman tong episode na to.
So sana na-bless naman sa yung ating mga ano, mga parents, parent listeners, diba?
And not just parents also, yeah.
And even, yeah, you know, even the single people who are very much in need of like, you know, an understanding of how they were raised as well.
Yeah.
So thank you guys, and we will be back again next week. Thank you for listening to us.
Bye.
Bye.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.